I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight in downtown Macomb, the ninth season of The Park and Cruise continues. It's free and open to the public. Cars, trucks, and motorcycles from all over the area will be cruising into and parking on the Macomb Carthouse Square. Entertainment for this evening will be provided by Eternity Road. Classic family movies are being presented at no charge this summer at the Old Fort Players Theater, thanks to Light Camera Action Incorporated. This week, they're presenting The Jungle Book. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon at 2, and this evening and tomorrow night at 6:30. There's a $2 suggested donation to help pay for the next movie showing. That's at the Old Fort Players Playhouse at 725 Avenue G in Fort Madison, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Meanwhile, in downtown Burlington this Sunday evening, it's the 5&V Downtown Cinema. Movies are shown on the side of Drake Hardware and Software on selected evenings at the corner of 5th Street and Valley Street. The movies start at dusk, but be sure to come down early for games and activities and pick out a choice spot. This week's film is Little Big League. That's at approximately 7 p.m. at 5th Street and Valley Street in Burlington. On Sunday, the Rushville Community Band will perform in the newly restored Rushville Central Park in the old bandstand. The performance starts at 7 o'clock and ends at dusk. It's free and open to the public in Central Park in Rushville. Another local band will be presenting a concert this week out in the open air. On Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, the Macomb Municipal Band will present its final summer concert this year on the front lawn of the City Hall building in downtown Macomb. The concert is free. All you need to bring with you is a blanket or lawn chair for seating. The Macomb Municipal Band on the front lawn of Macomb City Hall, Thursday night at 7. Now I'm going to back up a day to tell you about what's happening at the Brown Bag Concert. At noon on Wednesday in Macomb's Chandler Park downtown, this week's featured performer is country singer Cindy McClintock. The Brown Bag Concert Series features entertainment for the young and young at heart. Pack or pick up a picnic lunch and take a break during the noon hour to listen to some of the area's best talent. That's at noon in Chandler Park in the gazebo on Wednesday. Back to Thursday evening. This year's summer film series, the Dead Filmmaker Society, continues on the campus of Western Illinois University. This week's film is The Scene of the Crime. It's a French film from 1986. A chance encounter between a boy and an ex-convict in the woods near his village has deadly consequences in this atmospheric drama directed by André Terchin. Featuring Catherine Deneuve in a critically acclaimed performance as the boy's mother and renowned French actress Danielle Dario in French with English subtitles. Scene of the Crime. This week's entry in the Dead Filmmaker Society series. The film plays at 7 o'clock in the Sandberg Theater in the WIU Student Union. There is no admission charge. It's sponsored by the WIU Department of Broadcasting. This next couple of weeks, the West Central Illinois Arts Center in Macomb is providing a very interesting opportunity for area children. It's a pair of summer theater day camps. The first camp for 7th through 12th graders will be held July 9th through 13th. With special guest instructors from Core Project Chicago. The camp meets Monday through Friday, noon to 5 p.m. Participants will work with the interdisciplinary artists of Core Project Chicago to create, produce, and perform an original production using the sights, sounds, and lore of Macomb. Workshops will be led in dance, theatrical techniques, production, and performance, catering to each participant's individual interest. The second camp will target age 1st through 8th grade, and will be held July 16th through 20th, Monday through Friday from 1 to 5. Children attending this camp will participate in drama games, improvisation, collaborative skits, scene development, singing, dancing, and a little bit of Shakespeare. The West Central Illinois Arts Center Summer Theater Day Camps. The first one named the Flying Squirrel Camp, the second the Flying Monkeys Camp. Brochures, registration forms, and information are available online at their website. The address is wciarts.org. Once again, wciarts.org. Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera came to haunt the Heinlein Theater on Western Illinois University's campus this past May. It was a special scholarship concert for students of both the School of Music and the Department of Theater and Dance. Chicago native Lorenzo Rush had a dream. Lorenzo came to talk to us along with stars Mark Ryan Anderson and Kara Duell. So, Lorenzo, how did this all happen?
Well, basically, I thought, why couldn't we do this here? We have all the talent and we have all the resources and we have all of the knowledge. Why couldn't we do this here? So I kind of bounced the idea off some faculty members and off some friends of mine. And they said, oh, my God, this will never happen. Nobody will get together to do something like this. A collaboration could never happen. And I thank those people for giving me the energy to make it happen. So thank you to those people who did that. And then I slowly but surely went to the previous dean, Dean Kreider, and told him about my idea. And he fell in love with it. And he got the department heads of the theater department and the School of Music. And we had a meeting, told him about the idea. They fell in love with the idea. And we said, let's do this. One step at a time, got it together, did auditions, and we're here now. I kind of gave you the smaller version, but it took a long process. This started fall of last year. That's pretty much how it started.
And managed to bring together the School of Music's vocalists and the symphony orchestra,
mm-hmm.
as well as performers from the School of Theater and Dance, mm-hmm. or the Department of Theater and Dance,
yes.
rather.
Yes, sir.
Two directors for the production, and this will be a staged production.
Yes.
So there will be no sets or scenery.
Yes, the entire show is what we like to call a concert version of it, so or a semi-stage production of it. Basically, the entire symphony orchestra will be on stage performing with us because we wanted to enhance and appreciate the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber because it's such a phenomenal score that we wanted to have the orchestra with us as another character. So they're going to be on stage with us, and all of the performers and the vocalists are going to be downstage performing the music. And it's not going to be a lot of kind of stand and sing. It is a performance. It's a collaboration between both departments, so it's going to be both a concert version of it, but also a theatrical experience. There will be lights, and there will be costumes, and there will be minimal props and minimal set pieces, and just to give the idea of where we are and what the storyline is all about.
Thus, the two directors. So on the music side, Kitty Karn,
mm-hmm.
and for the dramatic, Egla Hassan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ryan, I think this part is known as being very demanding in places.
It certainly has for me thus far in the process. I actually just got done performing a role in the theater and dance's main stage show, Rock and Roll. But thus far, rehearsals have actually been going really well, all things considered, and it's been a joy and something. Some fun's going to happen.
And Kara, as the Christine, you get to be the innocent with the soaring voice. And there's also some demand here, too. At times, this musical is not just stand out and sing your tune. Some of these tunes are very demanding. For example, I think some of the material for the mock opera within the work, Don Juan Triumphant, actually includes a little bit of 12-tone material.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's such a huge show, but it's one of those that's just so much fun that as you do it, I feel like it doesn't feel like work as much. Like, it's not so, that helps alleviate stress from it if you enjoy it so much while you do it. And I think that our cast really does enjoy it.
And the work has been around long enough now. I think 1988 or so,
I think so.
Was the first
right.
production. You've had essentially the chance to grow up with this work.
I definitely did. No, that was my first musical this show was.
So what an opportunity to, mm-hmm. to have something that you've been listening to for so long. Boy, wouldn't it be great to be able to be there?
Mm-hmm. And it just celebrated its anniversary, mm-hmm. you know, so it's kind of like phantom fever right now, going around the departments and going around the nation. So, I mean, I think we caught this at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have any trick securing the rights for this concert performance?
No, not really. Working with the rights company, they're very protective of this piece of music. So we went through a lot of avenues to make sure that everything was valid and make sure everything was done appropriate. And to make sure that the meaning of the work, none of that was disturbed or destroyed. And we kept to that. We kept to that understanding. So it took a while. It took a while to get all of the work together and get the rights. But it wasn't that difficult. So, but they made sure that they want to make sure that the appropriate people are doing it and they're doing it to the best of their ability. The talent we have at this university, from the lighting design to the set design to the vocalists to the orchestra, every aspect of it are students. So we want to cater to that and let everybody know that there's talent here and we should fund that and we should make sure that this grows and that this doesn't drop, that we should keep this going because it's so wonderful, because it's so great.
Today we have with us our Christine mm-hmm. and our Phantom.
Hello.
Both of these vocalists are amazing in rehearsal. She hit, what is that note that you hit?
And is it a D sharp?
It's a D sharp. It is ridiculous. The glass shatters. Every person in the building is like, what was that heavenly sound that just came out of nowhere? And she does it so, Carrie, you do that. She does it so without effort.
Glad it
Mark
looks
Ryan's
sad.
Voice is just perfect for this role. During the audition process, we were ciphering through all the different applicants and we were just blown away by Mark Ryan's voice. We was like, okay, well, that was simple. Both of them do such phenomenal jobs in rehearsal that people are just going to be blown away.
Kara, Mark, Lorenzo, mm-hmm. thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Let the dream begin. Let your darker side give in to the power.
Phantom Mark Ryan Anderson, Christina Cara Duell, and instigator Lorenzo Rush joined us to talk about The Phantom of the Opera, presented in the Hainline Theater on the WIU campus May 4th and 5th. I'm Ken Zomley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.